It's one of those dreams that comic book aficionados have, opening up a long-forgotten trunk in a relative's attic and finding a pristine, if slightly musty-smelling copy of Action Comics No. 1 for June 1938. The cover shows a green sedan being lifted in the air by a man dressed in blue tights and a red cape and boots with a scarlet S emblazoned on his chest. The comic itself is just 13 pages long, printed on cheap paper. It cost a dime, yet today it is worth a small fortune, and it set a myth in motion. Of course, there's much more to the story, and this is where it gets really interesting on a human rather than a Kryptonian scale. Superman, the comic book and later the comic strip, radio series, television show, films, and cultural institution, was the product of 5 years of dreaming and refinement, of frustrating delays and revisions. Its creators, Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, were two poor, struggling, today they'd be called nerdy, Cleveland kids who met in high school in 1931 and became fast friends and collaborators because of their mutual interest in science fiction and fantasy. No, it was more than mere interest. It was a complete, wish-fulfilling bedazzlement with this emerging genre of pulp fiction and comic strips that included Buck Rogers and Tarzan. In 1933, they tried their hands at a first version of the Superman idea with a story about a Frankenstein experiment gone wrong. Later that year, they saw one of the new comic books that were being given away as gimmicks to promote and use up pages of the Sunday Funnies, and soon they had written and inked an entire one of these books devoted to their hero, who now had become a strong man crime fighter. But the project fizzled, and the boys became young men and went to work as apprentices in the comics business and kept writing and drawing and dreaming until it was their moment. Because they knew it firsthand about being downtrodden, Jerry Siegel said later that they always knew they had something that the public really would take to its heart. And they were right. Who, during the Great Depression or since, couldn't identify with the wish to be, as one of Shuster's sketches for the series declared, a genius in intellect, a Hercules in strength, a nemesis to wrongdoers.